She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hey, Meech, what's up?
What's up, what's up? So, Kodak Black was just sentenced in his old weapons case.
Yeah.
So he's sentenced to 3 years and 8 months in federal prison.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's far less than you 10 years
he was looking at.
Yep.
But that's still a lot, like a really long time.
It is.
Yeah.
And this came from their arrest on May 11th at Rolling Loud. Remember, they wouldn't let him in Rolling Loud. They went to arrest him because of the situation. Right after that, remember, he lied to them.
Well, they said that, wasn't it like he bought a gun?
Yep.
And then they found, what was it again? Somebody got shot, right? And they thought that Kodak Black had something to do with it, right? And so then they went back and investigated and found out that he bought a gun.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was after the fact of the whole crossing over the Canadian border situation when he drove himself and crossed over the Canadian border and had some stuff on him at that time too, like some weapons and things, right?
Yep, yep.
Wow. Okay.
His attorney said, "Young people do stupid things."
Yeah.
But the problem is, he's been doing stupid things since he was 15.
Wait a minute. Isn't it also Kodak Black that last year made put the IG live and was like in a house with his little young baby
with
walking around and there was guns on the table and drugs and all of that too?
Yep.
Okay. You're refreshing my memory. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So he's looking at a little over 3 years
here? Yes. He's been very disruptive in, I guess, in jail. I guess they've been saying that he's been, like, attacking the inmates.
Mm.
He's been attacking some of the officers there as well. So he's just, I don't know.
He seems like he needs to chill out.
Yeah, he needs to sit down for
a while. But sometimes I will say, because, you know, I've been watching a lot of Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in jail, people try to test you.
Yes.
I mean,
you don't
really know because you weren't locked up like me. But when I was locked up those 3 times.
Yeah.
Some folks, I mean, of course, I was just in the jail cell. I didn't head to prison. But some folks in the jail cell will sometimes try to test you, too.
Oh, yeah, because they put you in Gen Pop, right?
I wasn't in Gen Pop, okay? I was in booking. Booking, and then I got released each time. I didn't head to Gen Pop.
Some hard times.
But watching Orange is the New Black really made me realize I could have been locked up several times over for some of the stuff that I did in the past.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm just happy I'm here and free.
That's good.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the future, but.
Very true.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of going to jail, hip hop legend Eric B from Eric B and Rakim, he's been released on bail after 2 weeks in custody over a 17-year-old warrant.
Wow.
Yes. Jeez. So he was being held in New Jersey at Bergen County Jail over a warrant that was issued in 2002. It was a bench warrant for failing to appear 17 years ago at sentencing after he admitted to an assault.
Jeez.
This guy just got a role on the show Blue Bloods.
Yep.
You know the show with Donnie Wahlberg and Tom Selleck? I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Superior Court Judge James Guida said on today that he didn't understand, first of all, how he didn't know about the warrant, because Eric B is saying, I didn't even know about it. But he did say, "I am convinced you are not a flight risk or danger to the community," so he let him out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, he's got to be back in court November 22nd. But yeah, so Eric
B. been on the run for 17 years, huh?
Over a bench warrant for assault. Yeah, it's kind of strange, right?
It is.
So yeah. Whitney Houston, you weren't here.
Mm.
Last week, we were talking about all the lesbian stuff that happened with Whitney Houston back in the day and her friend Robin Crawford.
Okay.
I'm going to find the excerpt for you because after I read it to Craig literally disappeared in the bathroom for about a half hour because he was so turned on. But anyway, so Robin Crawford, who I guess was Whitney Houston's lover back in the day, her best friend, her roommate at one point, is coming out with a book. And in this book, it's called Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston. She now is talking about the abuse at the hands of Bobby Brown.
Wow.
She said this about their honeymoon. "A few days into the honeymoon, I heard talk around the office about an altercation between Whitney and Bobby. Someone on the yacht had placed a call to Whitney's father, John Houston, telling him that something had gone down." She basically said that when Whitney got back, she had a big, scar on her cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitney said that she threw a glass and it cut her face, but Robin Crawford didn't believe it. And it took mad long for the scar to heal and all of that. Yep. So they do believe, she names certain incidents where she said that she believes that Whitney Houston was being abused physically by Bobby Brown.
Wow.
But Bobby Brown, you know, back in the day, came out with a book as well, and he admitted hitting Whitney in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But you can check out everything she had to say, hot937.com. That book's on sale now. It's called The Song for You.
Man.
But it's super juicy.
Okay.
She also said back in the day, Whitney Houston was trying to, mess with Eddie Murphy, but Eddie Murphy wasn't too interested. But on Whitney Houston's wedding day, Eddie Murphy called her and said, "Don't marry Bobby Brown. You're making a huge mistake."
Wow.
And meanwhile, Robin Crawford's just in the corner, "But aren't you my lesbian girlfriend?" Anyway, it's at 937.